How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm here to lift up Jesus Christ. I want to talk to some of the men. Not here to bother anybody. Peace-loving, Bible-believing Christians. That's what we're waiting out here for. Some of you men would like to gather around and talk about Jesus Christ. I have some questions for Anabaptists. Would somebody field my questions? You know, the Bible says we're to love our brethren. You don't know if I'm your brethren. The Bible says we're to love our enemies. We're to love our neighbor. I know I'm your neighbor. I don't think I'm your enemy. So we want to see if we'll get love today. And also, Isaiah says, come, let us reason in the Scriptures. And you guys look like the young guys. Maybe some of the older guys want to come out, but I hope you guys will stand and listen. Because I have some questions about what is the biblical gospel to salvation. Does church attendance save you? Does being baptized in water save you? What saves you? The gospel says that we must come by faith in Jesus Christ, His shed blood, His death, burial, and resurrection. And then the Bible says, you believe in Jesus. You don't go to heaven by just believing. The Bible says, repent, seek ye the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And when you repent, God gives you His Spirit. You become born again. You become born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again, the desire is fruit of holiness and obedience. Not man-made traditions like Christmas and Easter. These are Roman Catholic holidays. You have a desire to go forth and preach the gospel to the lost. Most Anabaptists want to live in community, make a lot of money in business, and they don't go preach to the lost. The Anabaptists of old risked their lives to preach to the evangelicals and the world and the Roman Catholics. Are you living to preach the biblical gospel? Are you born of this holy God? That's what I'm here to ask you about. Waiting for any man who wants to talk. I've got gospel cards. If anybody would like a gospel card that shows you why the Anabaptist faith is not of God, it has many, many sinful, false traditions. I just preached the biblical gospel to you. How about naming yourself after a man? Menno and Amen. Do you know they would come and rebuke you for doing that? They lifted up Christ, you're lifting up men. Any man wants to come and talk about the Scriptures? I got a Bible. Peace-loving. They came and reasoned in the Scriptures. Do you know the Word of God? Do you obey it? Do you love it? The Anabaptist faith is going to bring you wrath and destruction unless you obey in holiness. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. You have Good Friday and Easter coming up. Those are lies. Jesus is not a liar. He said, I'll be in the grave 3 days, 3 nights. Can any man tell me how you get 72 hours from Friday evening to Sunday morning? It's a lie. Good Friday and Easter Sunday is a lie. It's a Roman Catholic lie. If you'd like to know the truth, Jesus was crucified on a Wednesday. He was in the grave 3 days and 3 nights, and He rose on Saturday because He's our Sabbath rest. You're keeping a Easter Roman Catholic lie. Revelation 22, 14 and 15 says, those who keep lies will be outside the kingdom of God. Looking to talk to any man. You're supposed to love your neighbor, love the Word of God, love the gospel. We're here to talk to you. We love the Lord. We love you. Why wouldn't you share the truth of God with me? We care about your souls. The Anabaptist faith, like the evangelicals, like the Roman Catholics, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, are leading you to a dead spiritual life. Do you hunger and desire to preach righteousness? Do you hunger and desire to see the lost around you come to the knowledge of Christ, or are you too busy making money off of them? We meet you in Walmart. You won't talk there. We meet you on the street. They won't talk there. I come to their building. They say, come to our building. They won't talk there. I email your leaders. They won't talk there. If I showed up and interrupted your service, I would be not meek. If I wait outside, I'm suspicious. The Anabaptists have called the police on me. If anyone goes on the internet, you can look up my website, White County down in Tennessee, called the police on me for holding a Bible I never even got to preach. I've had Anabaptist men down in Pinecraft in Florida say they're going to punch me for preaching the truth. This is the fruit of the Anabaptist faith. Now, maybe you're not violent. You're all standing listening. How about your pagan holidays, Easter and Christmas? Preach and teach and practice what God ordained, not what man ordained. How about in your dress and your women and your men? The Bible says don't adorn. The Bible says don't show off your form. Women are to wear loose flowing robes. Did you know men are supposed to wear the same type of thing, a tunic-like garment? The women have to hide their private parts. Men get to show theirs off. Do you ever consider that? You're hypocrites. You wouldn't let your women dress like this. Why? Just another example. We love you. Where's the leaders? I already talked to Mr. Huckstetter, Marvin. Where's the leaders? I want to have discourse with the leaders and talk about the things of God. I'm here to warn you. Lest you repent and come out of your man-made religion, you're going to perish. I don't care if you were born an Anabaptist. We did not come out of the Anabaptist. We came out of the world. We were wicked, the worst of the worst. But God changed our heart when we're born again. He gave us new life. We love you. We want to share the truth. We don't make money doing this. We're not popular doing this. Jesus said you'll be hated. I find the world loves Anabaptists. Why is that? They hunted Menno down like a dog. And did you know Menno Simons doesn't teach what you teach on divorce and remarriage? Menno Simons allowed for pre-conversion divorce. I have his book. Menno Simons allowed for divorce over fornication and adultery. You've adapted the man-made traditions to keep people out of your communities. Look it up. It's on my website. I got Menno's writings, the complete book of Menno's writings. You're following lies and deceptions, not the biblical gospel. And I'm proving it here peacefully with the Bible to love you. Now, one man wants to talk about the truth. You're going to perish in your sin. The traditions of men. Jesus said in Mark 7, howbeit you keep the traditions of man, he called them out for the washing of pots and cups. He would be here calling you out about pagan Easter, pagan Christmas, false gospel, no desire for the truth, to reach the truth to the lost people of the world. You got one. He would be calling out for so many things. He called the Pharisees out for the washing of pots and cups. And he said, you worship me in vain for the teaching of man-made traditions. Anabaptists are flush with man-made traditions.
Sure, they all have their failure and their weaknesses, but we're all that way, I guess.
But sir, can I ask you a question? Aren't we supposed to repent and turn from and forsake all of our weaknesses? You call them weaknesses, sin. I had a lot of sin in my life. I had to turn and repent from it. You can't live in it or you won't be forgiven. Hebrews 10:26 says, if you willfully sin, there is no sacrifice for your sin. Keeping pagan traditions. Not caring about your neighbors dying, going to hell. Naming yourself after a man. Not dressing biblical because you have a transformed heart. You have to repent and forsake those, sir.
I think you could probably apply a lot of those to yourself because that's, a lot of those things are your opinion too.
Really, I can teach you right in Scripture. My track shows you right in the Word of God, and my website has many, many articles. I teach on it. Why won't your leaders come and refute me in the Word of God? The biblical gospel is not getting baptized and joining a church. That's not how you find salvation. That's how you find man-made religion. The biblical gospel is repent and be transformed by Christ. Go out and preach Christ crucified. You don't do that. You don't care about your neighbor. Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit.
We care about our neighbors.
You don't tell them. You make money off them. Really, most Anabaptists love to talk business. They won't talk the gospel, and they don't go and preach it. Where do you go and preach the gospel to Sedalia?
We preach it every day, every time we go there with our lives.
Really? Everyone I meet in Sedalia, it's an Anabaptist, doesn't want to talk about the truth. I came to your church, and you don't want to talk about the truth. My track shows you in love what you need to repent of. You know, what I find amazing, look at everybody's cleared out. If you're listening, Apostle Paul, handpicked, I'll preach to you, you took a card. Apostle Paul, handpicked by Jesus, trained in Arabia for 3 years, was willing to stand and be tested by the Bereans in Acts 17 to the Scriptures. The Anabaptists say, don't test us. Is that prideful, sir? Do you call that prideful? I come and show up on what you call the Lord's Day. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. That's a Roman Catholic tradition. And not one man will stand and talk about the truth with me. And I was approved by your leader. I told him we're peaceful. We do this. We love people. Not one man here. How many people go here? A couple hundred? Not one man would open his Bible. You're all carrying one. And go to the scriptures with me.
We had it open in there.
But sir, I don't want to come and interrupt your service. Then my wife and I come in, we would interrupt. I don't want to do that. I want to stand out here in the forum, like the marketplace, like the temple colonnade where they would meet. I didn't go into the temple and disturb.
You could have come in and sat quietly in the back benches.
Well, how am I going to preach to you if I sit quietly in the back bench?
Well, that wasn't your job today. That was somebody else's job today.
But I can see the fruit of your preaching. It's unbiblical. I called out all your sins, a false gospel, pagan holidays. Can any of you men tell me how you get 3 days and three nights from Friday evening to Sunday morning? I shall wait. I know I'm a preacher. I talk a lot. 3 days, three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning. If you can't give an answer to that, you're practicing a lie, and Revelation says you're going to burn in hell for it. The practicing of lies. Liars go to hell. It's Roman Catholicism you're practicing. Same thing with Christmas.
I always wondered about that, but what I think is the reason we keep Sunday is that was the day the disciples started after Jesus rose on Sunday morning.
He didn't rise on Sunday morning. That's what I'm telling you. See, you have the wrong concept. He did not. He rose on Saturday, otherwise he's a liar. Is Jesus a liar, sir?
No.
72 hours. He said there's 12 hours in a day. He was in the grave 72 hours. Back up 72 hours from Saturday evening. It's Wednesday. Thursday was the high Sabbath. That's where you get confused. They took him down the cross before the Sabbath. Everybody thinks it's Saturday. Thursday was the high Sabbath that week.
So
what I'm sharing with you is the Roman Catholics have abrogated and altered and changed God's word, and your ancestors fought and risked their lives against the Roman Catholics and the evangelicals to go against them. Men like Michael Sattler were tortured and butchered to stand against the false doctrines of the Catholic Church. You guys practice them today. Shameful. They would come and rebuke you. You fit into the world, but yet you don't stand out for the gospel and call people out of the world. You don't love your neighbor. You love your neighbor by calling them to repentance. And if any of you men love me and you think I'm lost and deceived, my phone number is on this card. You can call me. I've shown I'm peace-loving. I'll sit down and open a Bible with any man. Would you like one, sir?
Sure.
I love you. I care for your soul. That's why I'm here. I don't sell things. I don't make money from this. My wife and I are not popular. I've been beaten up for the gospel. Paul bragged about what he did for Christ. I'm boasting. God's given me the ability to do this. I retired early to do this. I can't do it on my own. It's all of Christ. Yes, sir.
You've been in Florida by the park there.
Yes, sir. Were you there?
Yes.
Why didn't you come talk to me? I was there loving you.
I think that was the time that we was living. We was in a house, and I just heard you.
Do you know what, sir? Did you stay there long enough? Do you know what happened? I was on public ground in a public park, peacefully preaching. And do you know what happened? Three police officers showed up. First one was a lady, and she said, "What are you doing here? They're Christians." And I said, "Ma'am, is this a theological discussion? I don't discuss theology with women. You can see my wife is quiet according to the scriptures." She said, "Oh, you're a sexist." I said, "Ma'am, I'm here to obey the law. Am I breaking any laws?" She said, "No, you're not." I said, "I'm going to go back to preaching." I walked away. You know what she said to me? "The Anabaptists are the ones that called the police on you." I said, "Thank you for verifying that." They called the police on a peace-loving man with a Bible and a quiet, covered wife to talk about the truth of God. And every time that happens to me and I get run off, you know what I do? Peter and the other disciple, they were beaten and they rejoiced. I can't remember the other one's name. I rejoice because you know what? It's like when the Roman guards showed up. "Oh, Paul's causing trouble again. Get those Roman guards in here." The police are like the Roman guards. I call them the Roman guards lovingly. I said, "You guys are the Roman guards because the religious people want to get rid of me." When I go out in the streets and I preach to the homeless in the gutter, you know what's awesome? 95% of the time, the smelly, stinky, scab-covered, drug-addicted, homeless man in the gutter thanks me, hugs me, says, "You're right, I'm a sinner and I'm going to be in trouble of hellfire unless I repent." Like the guy that beat his breast and said, "I'm a sinner." I go to religious people, they beat me up, they call the police on me, they call me names, they lie about me on the internet.
Well,
isn't it amazing?
Jesus came for the lost.
Amen. The lost sheep.
Yeah.
And I come here because I believe most of you are lost by your fruit. You say, "I don't know your heart." What did Jesus say that we're supposed to judge by? a man's heart that I can't see, or his fruit? I see the fruit of the Anabaptists. I see the lack of love for the world. I see the false gospel. You guys all focus on the Sermon on the Mount. We love the Sermon on the Mount. But did you know there's a lot of other truth in the New Testament and the Old Testament that is just as important? Paul says, I give the commandments of God in 1 Corinthians 14. When Paul speaks, who's speaking? God. But yet you discount it and go, Sermon on the Mount. Which we love the Sermon on the Mount. We live by it. We live in a van and we live off-grid. And we travel and preach the gospel, and we live very meager. We don't take people's money. We don't sell the things of God. We don't put up buildings. God did away with this. He did away with buildings. Nothing sinful about a little building. I have a tiny house that's a building. But to call this a church, to gather in one place, to do ritual religion, it's about the only thing I can think of. The Amish have it right. I like how they go house to house. Because when you enter someone's house, there's an intimacy there. There's an accountability there. There's a closeness there. These buildings are sterile and stale. Your building looks very sterile and stale. It doesn't look like there's life here at all. And I'm not picking on your building. I'm just saying God did away with this. You could take all this money and do something much greater with it. I know how it cement costs. And all this fencing and all this stuff. And all the nice fancy cars. Is everybody here pretty much in their own business?
Basically.
Yeah, you guys are really, really prosperous, and you drive fancy cars. I got a 1996 van. I suppose I could buy a new one, but what for? All right, we're not supposed to put.
Works. What else do you need? I guess.
We're not supposed to accumulate treasures, and we're not supposed to also be a bad witness to the world around us, right? Yeah. Praise God! I have some hope. There's a couple men. I don't know where the leaders went. Marvin came out and checked me out, and I said, I'd love to talk to you. Can you do me a favor? Give this, give this and this. There was two other men with Marvin. Could you each give them a gospel card for me, sir? I'm not your enemy. But I'll tell you what. If you stand for Anabaptist faith above the Word of God, then I'm your enemy. But if you love Christ, and you want His Word and His truth, and you want to live by it no matter the cost, then we might be brothers. And if you're willing... If you're willing to lose your Anabaptist standing, I mean, you realize if you became a true Christian, Bible-believing Christian, you can lose the hats. God doesn't call for that. You can wear a hat, but you don't have to wear one. You can, my van's white. Am I in sin? What if it was red? No. What if it was red? You can lose all of that, and that's what Anabaptists tell me. You know what we call it? The Mennonite. Not Mennonite, Mennonite. You know what a Mennonite is. I work for them. I gather with them. My wife's relatives are them. All my relatives are them. Let me know if I can help you, sir. I love you. They would lose all of that. Isn't that what Jesus said you have to do, is lose everything to follow Him? You guys were born probably into this system. You know nothing else. God was gracious enough to allow me to be born into the world, into Satan's kingdom. My card talks about two kingdoms. And then He allowed me to see the gospel and repent and come into God's kingdom. I have a totally different perspective. If you're born into this, you think this is the kingdom of God. This is not the kingdom of God. This whole system.
It's God that we... And of course, you know, we got to... If it's raining, you know, we want to get together. What would you do then?
Yeah, well, they did in the New Testament was they had houses. And what they do is you divide up into other groups. So the smaller groups are more intimate. Everybody gets to teach and share, the men, not the women. And so it's a family, okay? You guys have a big, sterile system. But that's not even my main problem, really. If you were biblical and you had this building, I wouldn't be calling out the building, other than I wouldn't give you my money for it, because that's a waste. My money goes for the gospel and widows and orphans.
The problem is just that the hours are not the same. What we call when Jesus rose from the dead.
Well, no. You're keeping a lie. So that's a lie. And Christmas is a pagan lie. And you're not preaching the biblical gospel. You're not calling the world to come to repentance. You're not living it. I can tell by the fruit of this. You're not teaching women how to dress biblical, men to dress biblical. I mean, there's so many things. And my track, if you go on the internet, I have articles on all of this. And I teach people. Well, your guys told me some of them do. No, you don't run any of your businesses on the internet?
Not much.
Really? I'm going to look some up, because I promise you, you're probably running stuff on the internet. But I got that track. Well, here, you guys have stood here and listened long enough. I have a larger track I'd like to give you. I trust that you won't throw it away and that you'll read it. Don't waste the Lord's money. That you'll read it. And if you love me, and if I'm wrong, you'll say, can we talk to you? We can do it on phone. We can meet in a park somewhere. Bring as many men as you want. I'm not a threat. And bring the scriptures. Not one man. I don't know where your leaders went. They disappeared. I thought they're shepherds. They're supposed to come out and defend the flock. I could have been a wolf. Shameful.
You want nothing to fear, I didn't think.
But not physically, but what about spiritually?
They're supposed to shepherd the flock. I'm out here preaching things. You know what they should do at these places when I show up? Instead of calling the police on me, what they should do is they should say, oh, we're glad you're here. Do me a favor. Don't talk to our women and our children, which I don't. You notice that. And don't talk to our young people. I did preach to a bunch of young men. They're old enough to preach to. They should say, our men will come out and talk to you. And we'll talk to you, the leaders, and the men can listen. That would be biblical. What the Pharisees did, as bad as the Pharisees were, they at least reasoned with Paul. Yeah, they got mad at him. They eventually killed them all, but they reasoned with him. The Anabaptist people hide. They're fearful cowards. Not you two. You're standing talking. Most Anabaptists are fearful cowards. Revelation 21:8 says, if you're a fearful coward, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. So I have great hope for you. I'm not putting you in that category. But where's all the rest of your men?
Their lunch was waiting. They went home to get to
So
eat.
Food is more important than two souls and the truth of God? That's more fruit.
They just got done getting fed in there, so they thought it was now time.
But look at how you're fed by all of these false man-made traditions. And I have a question. How come my wife and I weren't invited to come and talk there and eat? If we're an enemy, we're supposed to be loved on. If we're a brother, we're supposed to be loved on. We're a neighbor, we're supposed to be loved on.
Well, you have a place to go eat?
I don't see any love. And so the fruit... You must look at these things. That one man said, well, there's probably a lot of things a lot of people have wrong. He called them mistakes or errors. I said, it's sin, sir. And the Bible says, flee your sin. I know you don't believe, raise your hand, say a prayer, and you go to heaven no matter what. You must walk in the faith. But this isn't the biblical faith. This is a tradition of men. Anabaptism came along when?
After men of Simon.
500-600 years ago. When did Jesus build his New Testament body? First century.
Yeah.
Paul says, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas. You guys are of Amish and Mennonite. And I think, so you're named after two men. I think there's a church somewhere that I witnessed at. They were an Amish Mennonite Holderman church. Three men's names. I'm waiting for the C4 people's names. Lifting them up. This is not of God. Paul rebuked them for that. Can you imagine if you found out I have a group of followers and they call themselves Jamesites? I'm James. Would you say, that sounds kind of cultish. They're lifting him way up. That's what you do. Menno would come and rebuke you. Jacob Amon would come and rebuke you.
Well, we go some after the faith, but after what he brought. But our main faith is the Christian faith. We go by the Bible.
But you're not following the Christian faith. I've showed you. You don't, okay, divorce and remarriage. You don't teach the doctrines of the Bible, and you don't teach what Menno taught. Did you know the Anabaptists, up until 150 years ago, did not teach what you teach on divorce and remarriage? No divorce and remarriage for no reason. One marriage for life, no matter what. Divorce your second wife, go back to your first wife. Do you know? Go do your research, sir. You're an older man. You should have this wisdom. Not one of the early Anabaptists taught that. They all taught, Jesus said, except for fornication. And they taught remarriage was applicable if it was to a believer. They also believed that pre-conversion, what you did in the world before you were washed, cleansed, and all things become new, 2 Corinthians 5:17, is gone, and you were allowed to come in as a new washed creature. You guys don't teach that. You teach someone's old sin is glomming onto them still when the Bible says all things have become new. And so you changed your doctrine. Do you know why you did?
Well, if somebody is in a death sin, you know, then we, there are excommunicated, you know.
Right. But we're talking about what is sin. If someone was remarried, divorced while they were not in Christ, and then they came in Christ and got remarried and had a godly family, they're not in sin, sir. You guys teach they are. And that changed. You know why it changed? Because the Anabaptists used to travel and preach the gospel and risk their lives. The Anabaptists decided they made a peace pact with the evangelicals and the Roman Catholics. And the Roman Catholics and the evangelicals said, stop witnessing, we'll stop hunting you down and killing you. And you know what you did? You went into little farm communities and cloistered up. And then you said, we got to keep all the divorced people out. And you changed the doctrine. And you lost sight of the lost world and preaching the gospel. And you became puffed up with pride. The Anabaptists did. We got to keep divorced and remarriage people out. As if you don't have sin in you. Anabaptists, they walk out smug like, I call them the Pharisees of today. You're being very kind. You're talking. I have great hope for you. Most of them brush me off quickly. You saw all these men that brushed me off quickly.
You know, in Florida, I think I kind of remember that the police came, but I don't have any idea who did it or not.
Oh, they came and the police said the Anabaptists called them on me. Yeah.
That could easily be.
It was. I thought you're non-resistant and non-violent. I was telling these men out here, we were at a church, I think it's called Ozark Mennonite Church in Seymour, Missouri. We went to a benefit to stand there and witness. Ozark Mennonite Church in Seymour, Missouri. We went to go to their benefit to just walk around. They had an armed police officer, like a state trooper. Gun, taser, billy club, handcuffs, standing at the door. I was like, is this a violent place? And I asked the leaders, and they said, well, we got to protect the people of the world. And I said, so if you invited me to your house for lunch, would you have armed guards there? The Anabaptists live in fear because they're cloistered in communities. They only feel safe in this building. Most of them cannot preach the biblical gospel out in the world. And the purpose of the New Testament body is what? According to Ephesians. What's the purpose of the New Testament body?
Bring souls to Christ.
I'm sorry?
Bring souls to Christ.
Exactly. And let me give it to you biblically. It says, for the edification of the saints and the training up for ministry, which is the goal is to bring souls to Christ. This isn't happening here. I've been in this area for 6 years. Not one Anabaptist has ever come up and witnessed to me. I've been traveling the country. Not one ever does that. You know what they do? The best thing they'll do is, well, you ought to come to church. But if I come to church, I don't hear the full truth because you're not living and teaching the full truth. You're teaching lies.
Don't say because it's German and you can't understand German.
Well, there's another problem. Did Paul speak German? Why do we have to speak German? How are you going to witness that?
We were taught that we need to keep our German.
Who? By what? Scripture or man's traditions?
Spirit.
Man's traditions. No, the Spirit didn't teach you that. The Spirit didn't teach you that. Really? Where? Where? You got revelation outside of Scripture?
There was a voice that came through a man. And
when, sir?
He was like dead.
When?
When he started talking.
1888 to 1919.
He had no...
Was he Amish or Mennonite? Who was he?
There was one that was Amish, and there was one that was...
So you believe in new revelation from God after the canon of God's word is sealed. So I could tell you I'm getting new revelation from God, and I hit the Spirit. The Spirit hit me, and I was on the floor, and I got new revelation from God.
This was a guy in a total trance. Didn't know what he was saying.
That's demonic, sir. That's demonic today. That's demonic today.
You're not going to believe it. I know.
You're outside of Scripture why I won't believe it. Because the Bible says...
Everything he said lined up exactly with the Bible.
Here's the thing. So do a bunch of cults today, and then they have error mixed in, and you're not teaching all error. Hebrews 1 says, in the last days, in the sundry times of sundry days, God spoke to the prophets. Today, he speaks through the Word. The Bible is sealed. We don't get new revelation. You're being deceived by that. And so I'll meet Anabaptists that tell me, I can't really witness and talk to you. And I said, why? Now, I've talked to them about business for 20 minutes. Oh, they're so fluid. They can sell me their strawberries, their lumber. They talk real good in English. Soon as I talk about the gospel, well, we talk it about, and they start with the German brogue, we do it in German. And I said, okay, how does that help you preach the gospel to the English? Does anybody around here speak German? Do you see what I'm saying?
We basically try to preach with our lives.
That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says to go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything we've commanded. You're not doing that, sir. You're following man-made traditions. You need to repent or you're going to perish. You have my info. Please get that to Marvin. I don't know where he went. I wanted to meet and talk to him. You good. Make sure he gets that. Pray and ponder. You must repent or you're going to perish, sir. I love you.
It really seemed different to you once you would understand that when God said that I will, if I send somebody, that we should obey when he sends somebody. And in 1 John 4, it is clearly says that if a spirit talks and says that Jesus came in the flesh, he is from God. And this spirit over and over and over and over said that Jesus came in the flesh, he came to die for us. And mm-hmm.
Who was this man? Who was this man?
Well, there was a John Kaufman and there was a Noah
John
Troyer.
Kaufman. Yeah.
John Kaufman and Noah Troyer.
And Noah Troy?
Noah Troyer.
Troyer.
Yeah.
Troyer. T-R-O-Y-E-R.
Yeah,
Troyer.
He was in
the... Okay. I'm gonna look them up, but here's the thing. There's people today in all these false movements that also agree Jesus came in the flesh, but they're teaching false doctrine. So what we do is, just because you come teaching Jesus in the flesh is not the only litmus test, sir. You must line up with the rest of the scripture.
The man...
Spirits aren't coming anymore.
The man had no breath and had no pulse.
That's slain in the spirit type of stuff that's going on in false groups today. That's demonic today. When was that?
This is God that is speaking to you.
1800s?
He said that I see the golden letters from Jesus' mouth to my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not true, sir. And I've given you enough evidence. I've given you enough evidence to show all the sin of man, of the Anabaptist man-made faith. And you're an old man. You're close to eternity. So am I. Please consider that unless you forsake this, you're going to die and perish in your man-made traditions. I love you. Let me know I can help you.
I believe the spirit that came and gave us this.
You're being deceived by doctrines of demons.
Yep. It was God because the humans did not know what he was.
No, you're being deceived by familiar spirits and doctrines of demons.
If it wasn't God, then what was talking through that man?
A spirit. Familiar spirits. Absolutely. The word of God is sealed. Repent and obey the gospel. We love you.